Gerard Mayo discussing the trade deadline earlier today. Pats dealt off Joshua Uche to the Kansas City Chiefs for a future, not next
sixth.
Year. Sixth round pick.
Yeah. Well, they got Tom Brady in the sixth round, Jones.
That's fair point, Keith.
So that's a good value.
2 years you can have Tom Brady
yep.
in the sixth round. That'd be pretty good. I'd sign up for that.
Yep.
It's not a bad little move.
Antonio Brown, sixth rounder.
Yeah.
Terrell Davis, sixth rounder.
Nice.
They're out there.
You just got to wait till 2026. And
cases, you're not this year's pick.
Some cases, some development on top of that.
Yeah.
Like, you don't get Tom Brady year one. He kind of has to sit another year. So you're three years away from Brady in the sixth round when you draft him in 2026.
It's all right.
That's not bad, though.
No.
That's something.
No.
So we kind of wrapped our heads around the idea of the Patriots selling, and we had highlighted the names. Obviously, Uche was one. He's now gone. KJ Osborne and Kendrick Bourne in the receiver room. Probably not in that order. I'd move Bourne first because I think you'd get something for him. Osborne, I just cut. I don't need to trade him, but whatever.
No.
Devon Godchow at the Yankee game last night.
Taking it in?
Patriots feel ready to work this week, don't they?
Oh, yeah,
Mayo gave him a victory Monday, and
game.
Devon Godchow jet sets to New York to go watch the Yankees in the World Series.
He wasn't the one grabbing Mookie Betts by the wrist.
No.
That wasn't him.
No, that turns out it was Rob Gronkowski's college buddy.
Turns out. Small world.
It really is.
Yeah.
I think we'll have more of that coming up in the grab bag. But they don't exactly feel ready to work this week in a very winnable game against Tennessee. Josina Anderson, one of the best follows on Twitter.
For some. I know that she has told
those
you,
of you,
you cannot.
For those of you who are not blocked. But don't worry. I get the scoops no matter what.
Yeah, people, there's a workaround.
Lots of accounts out there that will let me know about what she's saying, including Savage Sports. Good follow. I'm told the Patriots are monitoring the trade market to potentially add talent at wide receiver, D tackle, or tackle on the heels of a rousing 25-22 win over the New York Jets, per source. I've been saying for a while, Keith, I want them to add, but it's not for this year.
I don't really get that. And I think she's pretty good as far as like her sources coming out to being true. Like,
well, you can follow her tweets. I can't.
Yeah,
so
no,
I'll take your
stuff.
Word for it. Yeah.
But like Diana Rossini, and not to, you know, catch a stray here, Diana, but like she's wrong all the time. So like she would have something like that and you're like, all right, whatever. But like Josina Anderson, I feel like
good
does talk to
there.
A lot of players and whatever and stuff usually comes to be true, but that makes no sense. You're 2-6. And you're going to trade for...
Well, it does make sense if people are worried about their jobs.
Yeah, but
if Elliot Wolf and Gerard Mayo are worried about their jobs, it does make sense.
But like, all right, so now you're going to trade for some tackles? Like, where have you been? Get some tackles. You need tackles. You need tackles all year. You need D tackles?
You needed to beat the Jets to
but
know
also,
you needed
like,
a tackle?
They might trade Kendrick Bourne and KJ Osborne, but bring in a veteran receiver, and then they might trade Devon Godchow, but bring in a D tackle. Like, what are we doing? How does all that make sense?
Well, the Godchow one makes less sense. The receivers make sense.
I guess who it is. It comes down to that.
I mean, the one that Breer floated, we played you the clip earlier today, but the one Breer floated on TV last night was you send out Tyquan Thornton.
Mm-hmm.
Teams supposedly have some interest because he's fast. I don't know what else he can't catch.
Yeah, knock it off with that. You shouldn't be interested in him.
But he's fast, but okay. His idea was you give Carolina Tyquan Thornton, you get Adam Thielen. Like, I guess I like that trade. I don't know that I like the logic behind it, though. Like, whatever. Tyquan Thornton, Thielen can play, Thornton can't. I guess I like that. But the idea is to get adults in the room, and the idea is to try to get some wins this year. Neither of those are the reasons I'm making a trade. I'm getting a receiver now. And maybe Thielen's that guy.
Yeah.
I'm getting a receiver now to grow with Drake May so that next year you have pieces already in place. That's why I'm making moves.
So, like, I was.
You want to get faster? You better get faster.
Oh, you'll get faster.
So, I was interested in, like, Cooper Kupp because I think he is, like, next level.
Yep.
And I was interested in Brandon Ayuk.
Deontay Johnson?
Maybe.
Johnson is not an adult in the room.
No.
He's actually a massive problem in the room, but he's good.
So I guess
he's good.
Well, all right. So I guess the question is, have you already given up on Polk, Pop, and Booty? And the reason I say that is if you bring in somebody better than those guys, you slide them down the roster, less targets, less playing time,
all
that stuff.
Have I given up on them? No, but if I can get real receivers, those guys are not preventing me from getting a real receiver.
I just don't think there's a real receiver that you're going to get right now. I don't think...
Okay, well, they could have had Deontay Johnson. He went
for
nothing.
I guess that's the debate. That was, like, is he a real receiver? Like, is he? I don't know. I mean, they weren't interested in the offseason. Now all of a sudden they're going to trade for him?
Well, just because they weren't interested doesn't
Maybe
mean
they
anything
should've.
To me. Yeah.
Maybe they should have.
I mean, they're not interested in anyone.
But, like, is he a clear-cut guy? I mean, I feel like they have these young receivers on the team. Don't you want to see what you have in them first?
Yeah, but not.
You've already gone 8 games into the season. You didn't get Calvin Ridley. You didn't get Brandon Ayuk. You sat on the sidelines for Amari Cooper and Devontae Adams, And then now you're going to get like Adam Thielen?
Okay, so Thielen feels like a weird one to me.
Okay.
That might be my line where I go, all right, is that really a guy who you need to have above the pecking order for those young players?
But he's different than Johnson in the sense that don't you kind of want to put out the fire of all these morons going on Instagram all the time and complaining about stuff, and then you throw Deontay Johnson in the mix?
Right.
You just kind of want to watch that thing explode.
Okay, well, but no, here's the difference. Deontay Johnson can play. I know he's Deontay Johnson
good.
Can
yeah.
play.
Yeah,
I have
yeah.
no idea if these schmucks in the receiver room can play.
No, I guess not.
I don't know. I know they all have big mouths.
But that should be the goal this season, is to figure that out.
Yeah.
Not that they're going to like light up the scoreboard, but like figure out what you have in them. Like, they should have cut ties with Tyquan Thornton a long time ago.
So you don't want any additions? You don't really like
no,
an addition?
No, well, like, I'm both. Like, Cooper Kupp I would have taken, but like, I don't think he wants to be here and like all that. And now LA looks like they're going to be fine. I think I have to go case by case because there were certain guys that I was like, that makes sense. Even like Amari Cooper, I was like, maybe not. Maybe not. Like Devontae Adams? Yeah. Like, and I know he hasn't looked great in his.
No, he just looked pretty bad.
Going with the Jets.
Our guy Gonzo shut him down.
But like Hopkins, 2 years ago, I absolutely wanted Hopkins. Now he gets traded, I'm like, yeah, somebody else can have
so
him.
So the way to think about it is, who would help Drake May? Is Adam Thielen a long-term fit and help for Drake May? I like Adam Thielen. Is he a long-term help for Drake May?
He's not a long-term help, no. Is he a little bit of a...
He was pretty good.
Present?
In his defense, he was pretty good last year with a terrible quarterback in Bryce Young.
He's old.
He is old.
He's an old dude. Like, I thought
and
he was...
And he's coming off a hamstring injury. I don't believe he's played since he got the hamstring injury.
He did help us win the Bozo TD parlay.
He did. Maybe that's why I have a soft spot for him.
That's definitely what it is.
Keith, last year at age 33, he's not young, he had 103 catches for 1,000 yards with Bryce Young.
So like, no, he had a good year.
So
no doubt.
Is that the kind? And you're giving up Thornton.
Yeah.
Is that the kind of guy who could help Drake May? Like, if the answer is yes, then I want him.
Yeah, but is he hurt right now?
I believe he's in his practice.
They opened his practice window.
Thank you. He's in his practice window to come
back. Yeah. He's coming off IR at 34 years old. I think does he help the room? Do those guys look at him? Like, that's the other thing that I think is easier said than done. Like, just because you bring in a professional. We all think Kendrick Bourne's a professional.
Yep.
But that hasn't stopped Polk and Booty and Thornton and all those guys from saying stuff.
Not one bit.
So I don't even know if Thielen does that. No, I think for me, he's the kind of guy that I would just say, let's play Polk into the ground. And then, like, let's see what, like, when he comes back, I was all for sitting him for a week, right? Like, you drop it, you're saying all this stuff, best hands in the league, take a break. You're going to sit and watch. But you're the second round pick. Like, we need to see what we have in Jalen Polk before we get more snaps for somebody like Adam Thielen. That's how I look at it.
I understand that. I just think if you think Thielen's the kind of guy, or Deontay Johnson would have been the guy, or who are some of the other names? I had surmised Pickens. I think Pittsburgh's been too good the last couple of weeks. Pickens is off the table.
He's pretty sweet.
Twitch chat just threw out Jordan Addison in Minnesota. Did you see his tweet this week?
Oh, yeah. He wants out or something.
Free three? Yeah, I think he's number three. He tweeted out free three.
Free three.
Yeah, like free me from Minnesota.
They asked him about it. He's like, oh, it's something I've been doing since 2020.
Yeah, right. Oh, no, it's just something I do. Free my number. That's just something I do.
I'd take Jordan Addison.
Me too. And so but the idea of getting it, I'm with you, Keith, right now. Looking at the roster right now, and you're not going to add. Okay. Subtract Tyquan Thornton and KJ Osborne and even Kendrick Bourne and free it up for the young players.
See you later.
But I'm not doing that at the expense of getting a guy I think can grow with Drake May. So if Adam Thielen is that guy, I don't know how much growing he's going to do at age 34.
Yeah, he's grown. He's full grown.
Soon to be 35. He's a full grown man.
Yeah.
He's pushing retirement.
Uh-huh.
So if you think it's Jordan Addison, if you thought it would have been Deontay Johnson, I'm on board with that move. But I'm not making the move to try to scratch out a few more wins this year. I'm not making the move to get adults in the room. I'm making a move so that I have a piece to grow with Drake May. That's why.
Better chance of helping the receiving core for the future, a deal in the next week or full court press on like T. Higgins in the offseason?
The second thing.
Yeah, so do I think that too. I think now the problem is the track record is poor when it comes to that. Guys they've identified.
They're not good at it.
They've missed everybody they've identified.
It's
then there's
true.
Other guys that you wish they would take a look at, and they didn't. So just add it all together. They have whiffed on receivers.
But you agree. I think we agree on this, and we both shifted. The bigger need right now, and that doesn't mean that's what you use your draft pick on in the first round, but the bigger need for this team, big picture, is a wide receiver over a tackle.
Yeah, I feel like unless you have Tom Brady or Patrick Mahomes, it's hard to slap together a receiver group. Like, you need, like, a stud receiver. Even the really good quarterback. I mean, hell, even Mahomes early had Tyreek Hill and then Travis Kelce and all that other stuff. But I just feel like the offensive line. Now, the first few weeks of the season, my point of you can just kind of get a group of five and be like decent and like coach them up and be decent enough. It wasn't going great.
No.
But the last few weeks, you're like, okay, yeah, maybe. Maybe I kind of see it now. And you're still allowed to invest. You're still allowed to use high draft picks on linemen. Like, go ahead and do that if you need to in the offseason. But if it's just a one or one, like on a would you rather Wednesday, like, yeah, give me the number one wide receiver over the, you know, number one tackle right
now. So that's how I feel, too. And again, you can invest differently. You can do it in free agency. You can do it via trade right now, leading up to the trade deadline. You could do it in the draft.
But that was the plan last year that many of us had, was draft a quarterback and receiver in the draft, and then...
Which they did.
Yes.
They just maybe didn't
get a very good one. Well, the receiver might suck, but like, but whatever. Like, they, at the time when that happened...
I like that plan.
But the plan also involved... Doing other things agent, in free agency. Signing at right. left tackle, mix, maybe a trade. But
mix
like,
in an offensive lineman.
Yeah, then they're like, well, we got Chukwuma Okorafor.
Mix
like,
in
no,
another receiver.
I don't want that guy.
Like, don't just draft the quarterback and the receiver. Yeah, you got to do more.
That was the problem in the plan. It's like you didn't complete the plan, and then you were shocked when the offensive line was in shambles.
The story going on from afar, and it relates to Drake May, is the Anthony Richardson crowd, where you played him too early, he wasn't developed enough, you rushed him out there, and now the Indianapolis Colts have gone away from Anthony Richardson. And
might
it
be
sounds
more
like,
going on there.
It sounds like it's for good, right?
The guy
like
tapped
it's,
out of the game.
Okay, it sounds like it's Flacco for good, right?
Well, that's what Steichen said today.
Yeah.
That he's like, this isn't like an experiment, he's the starter going
and you
forward.
You don't do that unless you're done with Richardson, I don't think.
Yeah.
And I liked Richardson more than most. I really liked him in that draft. I was high on him this offseason. And so I think accuracy is overrated, but there is a line.
But
you
it's
have
also,
to be able to complete some passes, and yeah. He's below that line. And so I'd rather have a playmaker. He's not making enough plays, and he's not completing any passes. And I think once you move on from Richardson, really for a second time, I don't think you can go back to him. I think he's done. So
but what if you have him under contract and Flacco gets the team to the playoffs or they're at least competitive and then Flacco retires? You don't think you could play him next year?
I think next year you're bringing in another quarterback.
Yeah.
It might not be Flacco, obviously, but you're,
like,
you're bringing in another quarterback.
But that's your call. It's not like Richardson's not going to be like, well, I'm not going to play here anymore. Like,
no,
not bad. Yeah,
but
yeah.
I think the team's done with him is now what I think. Yeah. And so the Panthers are done with Bryce Young. The Colts are now done with Anthony Richardson. Those are quarterbacks that are rushed out there, quote unquote. And I'm still firmly on the, you play them, you find out what you have, and it's better to know early than not know, and string it along and have no idea. But while we've seen with Drake May this play out in real time, I think he could have played week one, and I think it would be fine. Are these guys cautionary tales for playing your rookies too early, and a strike against Drake May, or was it just a bad quarterback class?
I look at it more as that's a strike against those guys individually and those franchises for drafting them. Bryce Young was the wrong pick. I don't think it's revisionist history. Bryce Young, C.J. Stroud, most people thought C.J. Stroud, at least not those two teams, I guess, at the top, but I don't think Bryce Young was this great prospect. I was shocked that he was the number one overall pick. Anthony Richardson, you knew, was a big-time project. That was an overdraft at the time. And tremendous upside, like, could be good. But he was the biggest boom-bust candidate in the draft.
I like rolling the dice on a player like that.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
But there's two outcomes. One of them is bust.
Yeah,
and that's what it looks like.
He's a bust.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. But, I mean, we play this game all the time. You can also take all the guys that played right away and were good and are still good and are playing. So that's what you have to hope. Like, it is realistic that Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, and Drake May could all be good.
Yeah.
Like Joe Burrow, Tua Tagovailoa, and Justin Herbert. Same, like, three first quarterbacks. They could all be good.
I don't think it's just realistic. I think that's what's going to happen.
I think we're seeing it right now.
You happen, and somewhat you're lucky.
Yeah.
But I think you happen to take the quarterback in the right year to take a quarterback, and the Colts and the Panthers were not so lucky.
That's why, and I get involved in this too, like just comparing quarterback draft classes and things like that. But the reality is these guys, you need to just examine the quarterback, like the player that you are taking. Like with Bryce Young, like what were the red flags? Anthony Richardson, what were the red flags? Like that prospect, not other quarterbacks who went one or other quarterbacks who went four. That, I mean, you're talking about the guy that
Bryce Young
be on your
was
team.
Size.
Yeah, Bryce Young was definitely size.
And
Anthony Richardson played like five games and
accuracy
was like
and
accuracy,
experience.
The whole
yeah.
thing. It was like more athlete than anything else. And then, like, with Drake May, like, that was a good prospect. Like, you looked up and down. You're like, all right, that's good. Now, you obviously want to have the best fit possible for all those guys. But they all come into the league, different coordinators, different teammates, and all that other stuff. But it just felt like Drake May had more of a opportunity to succeed than those other guys. And he's stepping into the worst worst team imaginable for a rookie quarterback, well, and he's looking the way that he is.
That is the other thing. Like, Dalton gets in, and Carolina looks functional on offense. Not great, but functional.
Dude, Dalton's another example of a guy who started his rookie year for Cincinnati, who was a joke then.
But I'm saying, part of what exposes Bryce Young
is that you see the difference.
An actual functional quarterback gets in there, and the offense looks functional. Same thing with Flacco in Indianapolis. The Patriots are the other way around.
Yeah, the young guy looks good.
They were playing the veteran, and the offense looks better with the rookie quarterback, which is a big thing going.
That's a good test. I mean, not all teams have had, you know, been able to do that, like play two quarterbacks and be like, wow, it looks a lot different.
What's a worse class? The Mac year, where it was Lawrence and Fields,
Trey Lance,
and Lance and Zach Wilson and Mac.
Oof.
Is that worse, or is this class with Bryce Young and Anthony Richardson worse, where two guys might be out of the league right away? They've lost their job that early. At least you have C.J. Stroud in that class.
You have Stroud.
So is that automatically better?
Automatically better.
I mean, Trevor Lawrence looked good in year two.
Yeah, I guess.
It could fall off.
You think the jury's out on...
No, I mean, I love Stroud. I think Stroud's legit. I'm just telling you, I probably would have said I love Lawrence after 2 years, too. That's all.
You wouldn't have loved Lawrence after 2 years. His first year was with Urban Meyer. He actually was horrible.
But his second year, he won a playoff game head-to-head against Justin Herbert. Yeah, he was good.
Yeah, he was better, but then he kind of didn't get any better after that. No, I think this one's better. You have Will Levis as the next... He was second-round pick, but he was the next guy down.
Bad class.
It's real bad. Stroud, Stroud's the one that you kind of prop up as like he's the only hope for this entire class.
So I think you got a receiver in the right, a quarterback rather in the right year. How do you get a receiver for that quarterback? And is the trade deadline the time to do it?
It does seem like there are receivers in every draft every year. That's one position where you can go through and you might have to skip them. It doesn't go in order.
No.
Right? Like there's the N'Keal Harrys and the Andy Isabellas, but then there's DK Metcalf, Debo Samuel.
There are first round receivers. There are second and third round receivers.
There are good receivers.
Day three receivers.
Yeah.
And the Patriots somehow just wind up with none of them every single year. Whether it's Bill, whether it's Elliot Wolf, whether it's Matt Groh, they end up with none of them every single year.
It's amazing that happens.
So how do you get that receiver for Drake May? Is the next week the time to do it? 617-779-7937. Meanwhile, Bruins lose to the worst team in hockey last night. They're the worst team in their division. And yet, for some reason, they want to extend their captain. Let's get to that next.